Next item on the agenda, public hearing pertaining to Blue Crab Sanctuary. Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This is a public hearing for you to consider the amendment of Chapter 4 VAC 2752 pertaining to the Blue Crab Sanctuary to delay the season closure of Sanctuary Areas 2, 3, and 4 from May 9th to May 16th. The purpose of this proposal is to minimize regulatory burdens and help alleviate user conflicts without negatively impacting the blue crab spawning potential. I have two additions to the evaluation for this public hearing. The first is a memo of support from VIMS.
We always like to get those.
Yep. The second is a public comment that we received over the weekend, also in support of the proposal. As you can see from this map, Virginia's Blue Crab Sanctuary is divided into five sections. This was done in part to allow for rolling closure dates. Sanctuary Area 2 at the mouth of the bay and Sanctuary Area 4 along Virginia's southern coastline currently close on May 9th to commercial crabbing. Sanctuary Area 3 also closes on May 9th to commercial and recreational crabbing. Members of the Crab Management Advisory Committee are interested in delaying the closure of these three areas by 1 week in order to help alleviate overcrowding of crab pots in the Lynn Haven River and off of offshore of Kip the Peak State Park. VIMS has stated in the memo that I just handed you that they would be in support of this date change. The purpose of the sanctuary is to protect mature female crabs as they make their way down the bay to release, to the mouth of the bay to release their eggs. The sanctuary also aids in reducing the exploitation rate of the stock. Past research has shown that only about 20% of mature female crabs are present in these lower sanctuary areas in late May and June. Therefore, it is highly unlikely that the additional week of crabbing in this area will have a negative impact on the potential spawning stock. Staff therefore recommends these changes to Section 30 of 4 VAC 752. Just basically adding the Area 3 to the May 16th date for commercial and recreational crabbing, doing away with this section and adding, changing 9 to 16 for areas 2 and 4. Staff recommends the Commission amend Chapter 4 VAC 2752 pertaining to the Blue Crab Sanctuary to change the start of the season closure to crab harvesting in areas 2, 3, and 4 from May 9th to May 16th. Thank you.
Any questions from members of the commission? Ms. Everett.
This is permanently not for 2018, right?
I'm sorry?
This is permanently not just for 2018, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
And what?
I'm sorry, follow up? Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So I see VIM's recommendation here. Are there any further biological impacts that you would anticipate from this decision?
We have not heard of any in our communication with VIM's. To add to that.
For the record, Mr. O'Reilly.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
How's everybody?
Well.
The Dr. Lipschitz of VIMS and Dr. McConaughey, who's a former commission member from Old Dominion University, in 2007, when we first started to look at everything, indicate it's closer to the end of May, the last week in May, with any active spawning. So there are two spawns. Major spawns, one is late May. The main one is July, August. And I think what Dr. Lipschitz is indicating from looking at least mature females, that there would be only about a 20% incidence where you would encounter those, and feels that that would not make a measurable change to the spawning potential overall.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you very much. This is a public hearing. Does anyone here wish to be heard in support of this measure? Sir, come forward. Good to see you again.
Hi,
Excuse me, Ann. State your name for the record, please.
My name's Mark Sanford. I grab in the Lower Bay. I'm in support of this, but I kind of want to throw a twist in here. I don't even know if it's going to go anywhere. Our weather this year has been absolutely horrible. The water temperature right now is really cold. I've basically been working in the bay now for over 2 weeks. I haven't had a complete week where I can actually go 5 days due to the weather. My catch is very low. I don't even think I've landed 70 bushels for the year in the bay. So basically what I'm asking for is an emergency amendment to extend the season to June 1st, but not only the Lower Bay, but to get all of the sanctuaries equal closure date of June 1st is what I'm asking for. You know, think about it.
Well, let's do this. Yeah. Let's handle this issue first, and
right.
We'll
I'd keep it as a separate issue.
Yes, sir.
You know, okay. Do you want me to come back? Or
Just, but for the record, you're in support
of
the staff recommendation.
I'm in support of this 100%. Like I said, I'm not trying to be greedy.
Okay.
We have had bad weather this year, and it's impacting everybody on Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
Our landings are way low for the year.
Okay.
So that's
good deal. We had public comments earlier. You weren't here, so therefore, by virtue of public input, we'll let you go next since we're doing pretty well. Anybody else in support of this measure? Anyone in opposition to this measure? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Ballard?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Rob, would you like to address Mr. Sanford's concern, please, under the provisions of the emergency regulation? And remember what section. Is it 595?
210.
210.
210.
Is the emergency regulation section?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I think the problem is the harvest is separate from the spawning. In other words, mm-hmm. the cues that crabs are using to be in the sanctuary area, move down the bay, may make it a little bit different situation than the fact that the harvest is going to be delayed. We are soon, and the commission will hear about this at the May meeting, we're soon to get close to having final winter dredge survey numbers of mm-hmm. the abundance of spawning age females and juveniles and total crabs. And the way crabs behave, it's a situation where, yes, there has been a bad spring, but it's not the first time. And this means that crabs will be available for harvest. It's just that at the same time, I think it would not be a good idea to change the date from May 16th to June 1st. The reason that June 1st is set in the upper northern area because traditionally they don't get crabs up until that time period. And, you know, that's why that was established. And Dr. Lipschitz at the time saw that he could balance the needs of the upper bay as well as the needs of the lower bay. So they're two separate situations,
sure.
And it would be impactful to, you know, go back to where we were prior to 2008 when June 1 was the date for all the sanctuary area. It took an act by the General Assembly to provide the commission in 2009 with the ability to set those season dates. So
right.
Staff does not support this. Staff does not find that it is an emergency, and staff is expecting that there will be harvest, similar to 2012, but completely opposite. There was a tremendous harvest in the first few weeks of May. In 17 days of March, 17 days of March, 2.4 million pounds were taken, which is a record. And by May, the harvest slowed down because there was such a rush in March. Now, I understand the industry's needs. The economics do benefit them greater before all the states are online. The states are pretty much online now, and that's why March is such an attractive month to harvest. But at the same time, I think there'll be more equal harvesting throughout the season, and you know, staff will be sharing the information on the abundance next month.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Sanford, do you want to be heard after that? The bottom line is, I mean, under two.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. You just for, you, Good. I'm not going to go through the reg. You're good to go. We're good to go. Thank you for your input. Rob, thank you for the response.